I'm gonna kill you.
Yes, hi.
Hi, how are you?
I'm good.
I was trying to try to enroll my dad in Medicaid. Yeah.
Oh, one second. This is Victoria.
Yes.
Oh, okay. So my name is Naftali. I'll be the service coordinator. So you're trying to enroll your dad, Enrico. Does he have Medicaid?
He has Medicaid. Well, Medicare, I think he has.
And she notes here that the Medicaid is inactive, you see now.
Yeah, I'm not really sure why or what
Okay, not a
the
problem. So
requirements are.
alongside that you apply with the home for the home care services, then you apply as well for Medicaid. So it fills out the form that you want Medicaid as well.
Yeah.
Okay, so let me first ask you about the income and the assets. Is your dad's total income more than 2,900 per month?
No, he said 1800 he gets from Social
1,800
Security.
income. Okay, perfect. Does he have any assets like a house or something, or like a life insurance
He
policy?
no, he rents.
He
I
rents.
don't
Okay,
think
so
he
he
has.
doesn't have any other assets.
He has a car, that's about it.
Okay.
I wouldn't say he has anything else.
So, and the car is not worth more than $8,000.
Oh, no.
Okay. Perfect. So you should be able to qualify. Let me just explain you what the process is. So basically, it might take up to 2 months. So, but it
Okay.
all depends on how on top we are on it. Let's say any assessment documents and stuff that we need. If we're on top of on it, then it's but in about 2 months, I would say, you should be qualified and approved and can start care.
Okay.
So the process is like this. So first, he's gonna have two assessments. The first one is a financial assessment, which you're gonna call in the broker and schedule the first assessment. Alongside with that, we will need a doctor's form that he needs the services. So we have our own telehealth doctor that can call you and sign the PCP form.
Okay.
If that works with you, I'll go ahead and request it.
Okay. Okay, I'm
Let
gonna
me
come
see
here.
one second. So you say that your father has Medicare.
Yes.
Okay, so if you can provide me, do you have the Medicare number with you?
Let me see. Dad,
ID?
can I see your cards again? Gianna, come here. You have to be.
What are you specifically looking for?
I need your Medicare cards. I'm trying to get you help. Please sit down. Okay, well, you have to wait till I'm off the phone and then we'll go. I'm doing something for Grandpa. I don't care. You have to sit down. Stop walking out in the hallway. Oh, kids, man.
You mean this one?
Yeah. No, let me see that one too.
This is
Okay, so what exactly is it that you need?
just the Medicare ID.
It is 5TB3YR.
Again, I can't see it.
What was that?
What kind of sound does your car
Just if you can start again, didn't catch
I
it.
have two different cards, so I don't know what's. This is just the Medicaid health insurance, like that paper card.
Okay, probably not that
I don't.
one.
You have that one, or you need the other one?
Let me see if she already uploaded it. She said it's not working.
It makes a sound in the nurse's voice.
And then the other one he has is a Jefferson Health Plans.
They know. It's a computer. It's computerized.
not uploaded yet, but you gave it your Medicaid ID? I guess so, just to check that it's been active. So this should be in the system. The Medicaid ID should be in the system. I just need the Medicare ID.
So is it the one that, okay.
What is the other kind that you have?
This one, Jefferson Health Plan, the ID, it says
548-9908.
548-9908.
Is that Medicare?
Yeah, it says Medicare.
It's Medicare. Okay, perfect. So 548-9908. Okay, so I'll go ahead and request the telehealth doctor to call you. Schedule the video call for the PCP form as well. It's going to be from a 718 New York number.
Okay.
Just forgot for that. So the first assessment, as I said, is a financial assessment. The second one is going to be a functional like examination, what his needs are. And this is the aging agency will call you after the first assessment to schedule the second one. So this is something, you don't have to call them. We have this, and also if he has any bank accounts, the county would need to prove his income, so they will need a 5-year look-back statement for any account that he has. So basically, you call in, just call in the bank, tell them that you need it for home care services, and they can email you a 5-year look-back statement for any account that he has.
Okay.
So this is the first few steps. After we have all that, the case goes over to the county assistant's office. They review it and they approve it. Once this is done, the insurance will assess how many hours your dad needs and he can start care. So as I said, the whole process might take up to 2 months, but all depends on how on top we are. So just for a recap, I'll give you the number of the broker. Let me know when you're ready for the number.
Okay, hold on 1 second.
Please stop talking.
Okay, what's the number?
The number is 877 550-4237. So
and
this is the first assessment. Yes, it's an in-home assessment. Just tell them that you want to apply for home care services. They will schedule an appointment. Someone will come down to your house and assess some financial assessment.
As
well as I told you, the PCP form and the financials, the 5-year lookbacks. So I guess that's it. You can save my contact, my phone number here, contact, so you know who calls you, because I'll probably be calling you along the way. My name is
What's your number?
My number is 267-551. 7445. So once you have the date for the broker, you can just text it to me because I want to put it into the system. Okay?
Can you spell your name for me?
N as Nancy, A, F as father, E as Tom, A, L, I. Once you have the dates, just send me the dates. I'll put it into the system. And is it a help if I transfer you right now to the broker?
I'm not going to do that right now because my daughter is with me and she's driving me crazy.
Okay.
She wants to leave the hospital.
Not a problem.
I want to leave the hospital.
So have a good day.
Is someone going to call me or I call that number that you gave me?
So you call them. You have to call them
okay.
and schedule their
okay.
first assessment. And about the PCP form, someone will call you from a 718 number. It's a different thing. Different appointment.
Okay. All right. Got it.
Okay.
All right. Thank you very much.
You too. Bye-bye.
Thank you, too.